Welcome. Hi. Ooh.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Chicken.
How's about cooking something up with me?
Do not cook alone.
Hey, hey, sweet baby. Don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe?
Sorry, folks, my banana got rotten.
I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. Soda pop and the dancing street. Hey, wanna have some fun, come along with me. Hey, good looking. What you got
cooking? Good
sales. How about cooking something up with me?
Licking good chicken. To make my mouth so yummy. Ooh. First we combine the cans of seasoning. Have your mama, dad, or your brother, or your family. Be there when you're cooking. Do not use a knife for anything. Oh boy, delicious.
How's about cooking something up? I say, how's about cooking something up? How's about cooking something up
with me? That's all, folks!
Woo! Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, everybody! Timothy James Henson! Wow, that couldn't have sounded gayer if I had a fucking cock in my mouth. Welcome to this distorted view. Yes, got a great program for you. Thank you so much for joining me on this Monday edition. You know, my good friend Joe Donatone is quite a purveyor of porn. He loves to look at man-on-man action, and one of his favorite websites is XTube. And he was the one who actually got me, not interested, but he told me about gooning and edging and all that sort of stuff, being a gooner baiter. So, you know, when he's on XTube, occasionally he'll search for those type of videos. He loves to watch guys, you know, masturbating for hours on end. He's even tried it a few times. He's a novice. I think he can only get up to a few hours. I don't know. I don't ask him about his edging habits. However, Joey was on XTube searching for edging and gooning baiters, and he found a curious video that he thought I might be interested in. Take a listen to this gooner.
Hey, fellas. There's this podcast that I listen to. It's called Distorted View.
I've heard of it.
He played this song about masturbation, edging, baiting.
I believe he's referring to this song.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here baiting for you. The call that I make is well worth the wait. I will be right here baiting for you.
Masturbator, 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 masturbator.
I wonder how I can bait for hours as I stroke my mushroom head.
God, I love Corey. How could you not adore him, right? Boy, this is really a really gay show. I adore Corey. He's fantastic. He's fabulous. No, he's so talented and funny. And he does stuff for me, so I appreciate that. So yeah, that was Corey's song, I'll Be Right Here Baiting For You or whatever. And apparently it's becoming quite the gooner anthem.
And he played this song about masturbation, edging, baiting. And of course, I call it scoozling, my own term.
Scoozling?
But I wanted to
kind of like that.
Sit here jacking off, listening to that little song.
Sure. Well, he's going to jerk off listening to that song?
Oh, yeah. So the podcast is called Distorted View.
Nice little plug, thank you. I hope this guy's listening.
Oh, yeah.
He's not bad.
Oh, I got some good taste going on right now.
Oh, he's licking it. Why?
Oh, I got good and sweaty.
Is he like licking? He's licking his pits. Freak. Lick your heart.
Oh, fuck. My nuts fucking taste like heaven.
Oh, God. He's rubbing his hand on his balls and then sticking it in his mouth. All right. Give me your Skype name. I want to talk to you. Little interview.
Oh, if I was a dog, I'd never leave the house. Oh, yeah.
And I often wonder who my average listener is. Like, not the people that call in or, you know, everyone that we know. Just people who just stay in the background, just listen to the show. They don't make a big scene. I think this is probably it. This is my average listener.
So I'm going to work on this for you.
All right.
So I hope you enjoy this little song. I hope you can hear it okay.
I love, like, I don't know if you guys have been on XTube or not, but whenever you watch a video to the right, you can see related videos, but it also lists some user information, like by, you know, this is uploaded by user, whatever, and then there's like a little, like a profile picture. His is just his ass, like his ass is just sticking up. He's asshole. So here you go. This is, he's starting to play the, hip and starting to jump off.
Some people feel masturbation is okay for them as long as they don't overdo it. This brings up the question, well, how much is too much? It becomes something to worry about when it develops into the main interest and activity of your life. If you don't
pointing
at
himself, it's me.
Don't have a social life, but instead spend all of your spare time
his penis. All right, let me just fast forward.
Inches on my
There's Corey.
Oh, my God, you got him right.
That's part of the song. It's not the actual masturbator.
Shit, fucker. Oh, she's on a cock all that time. Shit, man. Look at that pre-code screaming.
He loves licking his arms and his pits and everything. It's very interesting. All right.
It's just the
fun thing. Little intro. Giving us the thumbs up. I'm gonna see when he comes. I think he comes when he hears my voice. Appreciate that. Oh, he's coming right now.
Yes! Timothy James Henson back here with you. See? Week of shows.
He's moaning for me.
I've got a great program for your Monday. TJ has emailed me with some very exciting news. Big developments are happening.
Such a careless fairy. Listen to my voice. TJ, very exciting news.
You all should remember, if you're longtime listeners of the show, who Precious Taft was.
Sometimes he was cinnamon.
And when he won, I love that 7,000 people trying to jerk off ended up being entertained by my program.
He was cinnamon when I hugged him.
I want to hear this guy. Okay. Oh, there he is.
That's why I love him. And what?
Okay. That's it. Big loving.
Kisses.
Go watch the, go listen to Distorted View podcast.
It's Gooner approved. Ting!
Great entertainment.
Thank you. And very nice cock, sir. I must say. Kudos. Well done. Corey, by the way, is both horrified and proud of this video. And what's great is right here, Baiting for You, one of my personal favorite songs, is going to be on his next album that he's releasing, the digital download album, WTF What the Fudge. It's going to be released a little bit later in the year, in the summer or fall, but I'll let you guys know when that's coming out so you can download it. You can have a copy of Right Here, Baiting for You for yourself. I rock out to Corey all the time. I have a copy of Abortion on my iPod and that the Tim Henson song that he did. All right, moving on. I've got a great clip here featuring a speech impediment and anal sex.
Oh, it's okay.
A killer combination.
Come on.
Talk about how it's in your ass, baby. Huh? Talk about how it's in your ass.
It's in my fucking ass.
Ah!
Don't hit her that hard in the face. That's a little hard. And just give us a little bit of an arch, baby. Arch a little bit. There we go. There look back over your right.
I just
What's the matter? What happened, baby?
It hurt, honey.
What happened, hon?
You not know what anal sex is when you
honey,
agree
what happened,
to it,
baby?
You stupid whore.
What happened?
We don't know what's happened if you don't tell us.
What?
My butt.
What happened to your butt?
Let's get this motherfucking shit done.
You betcha. Okay, here we go. That's what I'm
get
talking about.
Motherfucking shit
here we go.
On.
Move right next to your hand if you need it.
Because I'm tired.
What happened? Did it just hurt real bad?
I just want to get done. And yeah, it did hurt.
Oh, she sounds retarded.
Yeah.
Get that cum. Right in her mouth. And she's gagging.
Oh, come on.
Sucks at porn. There you go. Good girl. Have I played that clip before? Probably. Been doing this show too long. Here's a clip I know I haven't played for you. This guy is going to eat something special for you.
Hey, everyone. Shoot nice again. You caught me off guard there. Camera was a little slow loading. Basically, what time is it today?
I don't know.
It's tampon time.
Oh, it's tampon o'clock.
When I was a young lad, I ate a tampon for the neighbor's kids. It opened up in my throat like an umbrella. And when my mom was yanking on the string with my head between her legs, she knew she gave birth to something special. Basically, I'm going to take 3 tampons, dip them in water, and eat them in under a minute. Just like the Chinese dude does with the hot dog buns, I do with tampons.
Yeah, I guess this guy suffers from that disorder where he eats weird shit.
Thank you.
Can't get weirder than tampons.
Here we go.
Maybe used tampons. Here we go.
Basically, I go with an unscented brand, keeping the chemicals out of my system. I don't know how good...
How about keeping the tampons out of your system?
That it works for the females, but we're not worried about that right now.
And it's going in a different hole.
Okay, so basically... Well,
your pussy doesn't digest shit like your mouth does.
That is... Okay. There's a little critters right there. Get your clocks ready.
Critters...
As we place them in the water, you see that they open up. Basically, this is what's going on in a lady's vagina as she begins to menstruate. Okay, in under a minute, 3 tampons. Let's do this. You got to be careful of the string. You can get hooked on that little thing in the back of your throat. And set, go.
All right, 1 tampon in his mouth and... Chew, chew, chew. Here I'm chewing. So gross. And down the hatch. Tampon number 2. Why are you doing this, sir? Chew, chew, chew your food. And finally, 3. There. You ate 3 tampons. He's laughing. I think he was getting ready to throw up. That laugh at the end. Jesus Christ. That's probably the creepiest part of the whole thing. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Oh, I've got some Raymond 14 news. Apparently some freak got a hold of him, and Raymond 14 has agreed to an interview with me. I'm scheduled to Skype with him. Who knows if he's going to show up, so, you know, don't hold your breath, but I'm going to try. By the way, while we're talking about Raymond 14, let's play another installment of What the Fuck is Raymond 14 Talking About?
Shigeron Lewis, okay. Shigeron Lewis on Jeopardy.
It's Shigeron Lewis on your Jeopardy.
There you go. What the fuck? fuck is he talking about? If anyone has a clue, email me, show@distortedview.com. While you're on the interwebs, why not sign up for the Distorted View Sideshow? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Support the program, keep me off the streets, keep the show going, etc., etc. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, well, the homeless sure are getting ballsy. You know what I mean? With asking for money and shit. A homeless convict was ordered held without bail Tuesday for allegedly beating and sodomizing a Schiller Park man with a tree branch in Grant Park. The homeless guy is right now. He's trying to defend himself. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, I see. Well, it makes perfect sense then. Shove the tree branch up some dude's asshole. All right. Yes, Cortez Foster is accused of beating the 65-year-old victim so badly late Friday, he remains intubated. I don't know what that word means. Maybe there's a tube in him. At Northwestern Memorial Hospital with severe head trauma, eyes and nose fractures, and brain swelling. No ass issues, though, even though a tree branch was stuck up there. Doctors had to remove the tree branch, 7 inches long and a half inch in diameter. Ooh, that's about right. From the victim's rectum. The two men did not know each other, but they were interacting before the beating. At some point, Foster, 45, became enraged and started punching the elderly man in the head and face. Foster, who lives at the Pacific Garden Mission, continued to punch the victim when he fell to the ground, kicking him multiple times in the head and body. After attacking him with a tree branch, Foster ran away with the then-unconscious man's cell phone, which he sold to a friend. The victim, wearing only a sock and a shirt, was later spotted propping himself up on a concrete railing. The man couldn't speak and was bleeding from his head, mouth, and nose. Probably his anus, too. He had to be fingered. he would welcome a fingering at this point. Is your finger smaller than a tree branch? Okay, then go ahead. Whatever. Yeah, he had to be fingerprinted in order for detectives to identify him. Investigators were able to track Foster down at the Pacific Garden Mission after they located the victim's cell phone. Foster allegedly admitted the blood on his clothes was from the victim, admitted to the vicious attack, and said he used the tree branch. Foster was on parole after he was released from state prison last year for a 2000 armed robbery. He also has a conviction for a 1991 aggravated criminal sexual assault and armed robbery and a 1996 robbery. So there you go. While we're talking about the homeless, let's play a little bit from the homeless karaoke medley.
Welcome to the jungle!
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I've heard this song crucified so many times. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
With one eye open, in the middle of night, ancient light, ancient light, save our head.
Voice of an angel.
Homeless
crack addict angel. Oh, this goes on for 3 minutes. All sorts of homeless people. All sorts of karaoke. One more. Let's do one more song.
Rolling on the river.
In a dungeon, nothing left in fun.
Homeless people sure do love their music.
What the hell are you saying, Jack?
No one knows. All right, second story we have for you today. Oh, it's a short one, unfortunately, but it deals with one of my favorite topics, cannibalism. The story comes from Knoxville, Tennessee. A Tennessee man has been convicted of killing a man in a bar and then eating his flesh. Ta-da! The Knoxville News Sentinel reports that jurors on Tuesday convicted Herbert Mike Merritt, that's a creepy name, of first-degree murder. Merritt shot Anthony Lehman Ford 6 times before stabbing him and carving out a piece of his chest cavity. Holy shit. You couldn't have just, you know, nibbled on his finger or something? The 49-year-old Merritt thought he was eating a piece of Ford's heart, but instead ingested a portion of the dead man's lung. Christ! He's not a very good cannibal. Merritt must serve at least 51 years in prison now. He contended he suffered a psychotic break when he killed Ford and was insane. jurors deliberated 5 hours before finding him guilty. So there you go. I'm sorry. If you cut someone open and eat any one of their body parts, yeah, you are insane. Cuckoo. Eating his lung. Final story we have for you today. It's another short one, unfortunately. A lot of short news stories today, but it does come from Idaho, and we don't read a lot of Idahoan news stories. Idahoan? I don't know. 50-year... Who the fuck cares? A 54-year-old man is still in custody at Whitman County Jail after being arrested Tuesday when deputies allegedly received a report that the man carved the words "Do not resuscitate" into his 46-year-old girlfriend. Her chest, specifically. Whitman County Sheriff Brett Myers says the woman notified his office Tuesday that she was assaulted and choked Saturday to the point of blacking out. Upon waking up, the woman found her shirt covered in blood and the words carved into her chest with a razor-like instrument. The woman alleged that she was afraid to tell police of the assault because her boyfriend allegedly threatened to kill her and then himself if she told anyone. It wasn't until the woman left their shared residence in Albion that she alerted authorities. The alleged victim did not require medical attention. What? She's got words carved into her chest. At least check her out, for Christ's sakes. Put a little Neosporin on that or something. It did not sustain life-threatening injuries. The man was arrested on suspicion of 2 counts of assault, unlawful imprisonment, and threatening to kill. The case is still under investigation. Wait a second. Assault? I guess that would kind of cover the carving. That's what I was concerned about. It didn't seem like he was being charged with that. 2 counts of assault, unlawful imprisonment, and threatening to kill. The case is still under investigation. The man is being held in jail on a $500,000 bond. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, you've had all weekend to fuck around. I'm sure you've got a lot to discuss with me. Go ahead.
Hey, Tim, it's Chuck in Salt Lake City. Hey, you know, as much as I disagree with the, your Thin Mint stance...
I just finished off a box of Samoas, as a matter of fact, today.
As it were.
5 of them.
It makes me curious how you feel about other chocolate combinations. Yeah, I love Thin Mints. I love chocolate and mint. I like mint chip ice cream. My ex-wife actually used to even let me put Andy's Mints up her snatch and let me suck them out. That was pretty nice. But anyway, there's another really kind of interesting chocolate combination out there that I was curious what you and the freaks think about.
Spit it out already.
Have you ever had the cinnamon bears coated in chocolate?
No.
Delicious.
Never
chocolate and
with that.
Cinnamon. I know.
I just tried, there's a Japanese version of a Kit Kat bar. It's wasabi. God damn it, what the fuck? Leave me alone on the phone. Every time I turn my phone off silence, that's when every fucking thing starts beeping and shit. God damn it. I can't turn it off for 2 seconds. Christ. Yeah, the wasabi Kit Kat is good, though. Surprisingly. I don't know.
Hey, Tim, this is Lamort, your newest Blind Show member.
No.
I was just going to respond to that fucking guy saying he didn't know how blind people wipe their ass. Well, the secret is regularity. I do it once a day, so therefore I jump in the shower afterwards.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
I do
have a fucked up roommate, so who knows, is blind also, and he scares me because he barely fucking bathes. So there are nasty ones out there, I'm sure.
You know, I've been hearing a lot of this recently, where people just shower after they shit. Is that normal? Every time you shit, and these people, I guess, do it. You know, shit once or twice a day. They then, you know, jump in the shower. And I appreciate the cleanliness, but I don't know.
Fucking thing, shut up. But anyway, keep up the great work.
You just get a bidet or something. Wash that
hey,
shit
Tim,
out.
What's up? It's White Sword. Haven't listened to you in
White Sword. Wow.
Quite a long time.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a dedicated member.
Message from somebody about Freak. Some kind of intervention, and if I was interested, thought this ought to be interesting, so I said yes, then went back and downloaded the last couple episodes. Find out it's this Window Look at Me guy. That's quite interesting. But anyways, just want to let you know that I'm back listening to your show.
No!
Got co-workers of mine, and we're having a blast.
White
listening Sword. To your
White
show.
Sword is a long-time listener of the show. I think he had a podcast of his own for a while. Maybe like 2005? Yeah.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I'm calling to comment on what that crazy Christian girl had to say about the tsunami. You know, thank God for the tsunami.
Right.
She said God grabbed Japan by the shoulders and gave it a shake. Wouldn't that make God guilty of shaken baby syndrome?
That's true. We are all God's children.
I know.
And he is an unfit father, apparently.
The whole video was fake. And...
yeah.
But,
I love that she's getting in trouble for it, though.
Timmy Boo, what'd you do? This is Crazy Kevin, Ontario, Canada.
Ooh.
I'm listening to one of your exclusive sideshow shows or whatever, one of them fucking things. I'm stoned, too. Okay. Anyways, I'm so excited. The original Fat Man's back. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. I missed the original Fat Man.
Yeah, he's done did retired. Sorry.
First of all, BVD, I don't starve for attention. I had masturbated with Orjo and did that other thing. What? That's two things I've done out of the 5 years I've listened to you.
Dude, you shit yourself and showed it on camera. That is a man who is desperate for attention.
First of all, BVD, don't starve for attention. I had masturbated with Orjo and did that other
thing. God damn it!
That's two things I've done out of the 5 years I've listened to you. Really? And you think I'm starving for attention? You ever think people actually care about you as a person rather than
no,
a
No, I can't. I can't process that.
Do you ever think about that?
No. Of course not. How would you care about me?
Hey, what's up, Tim? It's Eric from Kansas. I was just calling to weigh in on you on the Thursday show. You were mentioning about how it sucks that you're not supposed to hit women if you're a dude. You can't, like, punch them or anything. Because they're women or whatever. Then yeah, man, I think that's fucking weak, dude. Because they're like...
I apologize. It was Gmail that was beeping at me. Someone was trying to chat with me.
Fucking... you have equality and shit, but it's like, well, you can't fucking, you know, take a little, you know, squeeze on the arm or something. Oh, my God, you squeezed my arm! Then you end up, you know...
You can't eat your cake and avoid black eyes, too.
Feeling like you're going to get arrested for, like, domestic violence or something just because, you know, fucking squeezed her arm pretty hard because she was being a bitch. Fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, anyway. Women are the worst. We should all just mess around with each other, right, dudes? Come on. Let's take the women out of the equation.
Hey, Tim, it's me.
Are you with me on that? Huh? No? What? What happened?
Hey, Tim, it's me. Yinzer from... Pittsburgh. I'm actually heading back to Baltimore tomorrow morning. I'm bright and early at 5 a.m., but I digress. I'll have to be recording the entire trip back to D.C. at least. I have a program on my computer that I can actually record.
That's
something.
Fascinating. Great.
Hey, Tim. It's a Sideshow Freak Kid from Florida, and this is a message for the window licker. Actually, I'm going to have to copy Cheryl Murkowski. The only thing I really want to say, she said it the best, and that is...
fucked.
Fucked.
Yes. Fuck me.
What a piece of shit. I mean, really, the show is better than it was last year.
Oh.
And the year before that...
You're making me blush.
And the year before that, I mean, the show is phenomenal. Tim, keep up the good work, man. I'm so happy to pay you $5 a month.
Oh, well, then you should pay me more.
I don't even want to give you $50 a year because I believe that you deserve the $60 a year that I give you by my $5 a month membership.
Well, look.
And
thank you. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. If you don't like the show, though, you don't have to stage an intervention. You know what I mean? Just stop listening. Find something else. There's a gazillion other podcasts out there.
Hi, Tim. It's Carrie from Louisiana. And I just was listening to your show. Excuse me. Fuck. I was just listening to your, What is today? Jesus.
It doesn't matter.
March
I won't remember
show.
It.
You were talking about the window licker bugging the hell out of you. Well, I just want you to know, Tim, that I fucking love you. I will always fucking love you. I have remained loyal to you, a loyal Sideshow member.
I appreciate it.
For a long
I don't know what to do
time,
with your compliments,
you.
Though.
And you know what? Fuck him. You know what? He can just
it's
go fuck
himself.
That's
not why I was... I didn't bring up the whole window licker thing so you guys, you know, would shower me with praise, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Jim.
He's annoying the fuck out of me, that guy.
Hey, Jim.
Virgin sex
pet? Tone deaf.
Oh,
one
no.
Here.
Virgin sex pet kind of has that voice. Hey, dude.
I got my
virgin
shit.
Virgin sex pet here.
Satan t-shirt. Cards. Gum. Only one complaint. My gum was cracked.
Yeah, well, that gum is really awful. I mean, if you remember, like, the old school gum that you would get in the in your trading card packs, it was really the shittiest gum ever. And I'm so glad that they didn't try to up the quality with these cards. It really is just brittle, disgusting gum. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666.
Peter, you're going to give me that big old juice. Peter, you're going to give me that big old cum. A big old cum. Big old scat.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! The gayest thing you can say. Stop it. No, stop it. Listen to me. Stop it. Stop it right now. Stop. Stop it. Jeremy, stop it. I'm serious. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. The faggotiest phrase in the English language.